He wants to hit a rank that is cowboy related. So Noah, take it away.
Gentlemen, this is actually going to be a 3 parts rank that.
Ho-ho!
Okay.
Whoa.
Layers.
The first one isn't a rank. Uh-oh. It's a guess. Okay.
One.
Zero.
No. Donnie, you're right.
Okay.
The NFL determines its schedule by how you finished the last year. Obviously, you have the same set of division opponents every year.
Mm-hmm.
Home and away, Giants and Beagles, home and away, Washington, home and away. Those three. Okay. And then you've got a designated group to play from another division. And, for instance, this year, it's the NFC South. Dallas plays Atlanta and Carolina and the Saints and the Buccaneers. Okay. So you take all, by the way, they've mixed in a 17th game this year also. So you mix all that in, and then the NFL adds up the one-loss records of all those teams from last season. Not that they're going to be the same this season, but that's how they determine, at least to begin the year, schedule strength. Okay, from number 1 to number 32, with number 1 being the strongest schedule you can face, where do the Cowboys come in on this scale?
Okay.
1, 2, 19, whatever.
Okay, so let's talk this out, Mike.
Okay.
The NFC East sucks.
Yes.
So you have to factor that into them playing those guys 6 times as far as the schedule strength. Now, the NFC South, that's Atlanta, who had a bad record,
mm-hmm.
Tampa, who won the Super Bowl, New Orleans, and Carolina. Carolina didn't finish with a good record.
Atlanta and Carolina both bad,
okay.
At least record-wise.
And then you throw in the AFC South.
Yep. And that's Tennessee won the division.
Mm-hmm.
Them and the Colts both went 11-5. And then 2 stinkeroos, the Houston Texans 4-12. And then the Jags won.
They don't play the AFC South? Who do they play in the AFC?
No, they don't play the AFC South.
Who do they play in the AFC?
They play the AFC West. Kansas City.
Okay.
The Charger men. The Raider men. And the Broncos.
Okay, that may step it up a little bit. And I saw that 17th game, I think, for the Cowboys or the Patriots. Let's say that the Cowboys rank towards the bottom of the NFL in schedule strength. I'm going to say 24.
20th.
You're both too high.
15th.
No, the other way.
Oh, wow.
It's actually
33.
Weaker than 20 or 24.
27.
Got a guess of 27.
I'll go 29.
Got a guess of 29. You're both still too high.
Oh, dear.
32.
I'm going to go with Jair's answer of 33.
This is the reverse 0 or 1.
Right. We just didn't play the game correctly. We didn't play it the right way.
Yep.
No, actually.
Uh-oh, it's 30.
It is 0 or 1. Except in this case, it's 31 or 32.
30,
which is it?
31. Say 32.
31 it is.
Hey.
I win.
Hey.
The only team with a weaker schedule in the entire National Football League is
Philadelphia.
The Beagles. Yes, indeed. And by the way, not by much. Cowboy opponents have a winning, all the Cowboys opponents combined this year have a winning percentage of 45.2. All the Beagles opponents have a winning percentage of 43%. Now, we can account for that partially of the fact that the Beagles have to play the Cowboys twice and the Cowboys have to play the Beagles twice.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, the rank that. We've gotten the 31st and 32nd schedule strengths in the league. Dallas and Philadelphia, the two weakest schedules in the league. Give me the other three weakest schedules in the league.
Giants.
Giants.
No, it isn't the Giants, strangely.
Okay.
We're 25th, but they're close.
Okay.
So you have to factor in who's going to play Jacksonville a couple of times. So.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Denver Broncos.
Good, Mike. Denver is tied for the fifth weakest schedule in the league.
You know, how I did that?
What are you looking at?
No, because they're in a division where there's only one good team.
Okay,
the
Kansas
Chiefs,
City?
Yeah, and then the others are all 500 or sub 500. So those are built-in games against...
Sure. And that's why I was throwing Jacksonville out, but you may be right there.
But they have...
Sure.
Tennessee and the Colts are both 11-5.
Right, right.
So that's why I think they're right out.
All right. Other weakest schedules in the league.
Okay. Detroit.
No.
Yes.
Matter of fact, when you think about it... Detroit must play the Packers, the Bears, and the Vikings twice each.
Right, but the Bears were 8-8, and the Vikings were 7-9.
But the Bears also, Lions also catch an unusually strong out-of-conference grouping.
Because at first I was thinking if you're in there with the Jets, but the Bills and the Dolphins were both double-digit wins.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
Who do the 6-10 Cowboys open the season with?
Tampa?
Tampa has the fourth weakest schedule in the entire NFL this year.
Shush up.
Well, think about it.
Atlanta, Carolina.
Right? Twice.
And then they
each.
Play the NFC East.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
NFC East.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the East Coast bias right there.
Do we have a Cowboys-Bucks opening line yet?
I could find one, I think.
I would love to hear that. Oh, no one. I'll look it up. You guys.
Okay.
There is.
Wait, before you look it up.
I already got it.
Okay. Go ahead.
You did? You reported earlier?
No. They talked about it earlier on the musers. I heard it.
Oh, all okay. Right.
Place your bets. I'm going to guess Cowboys
six.
At Bucks on Thursday, September 9th.
Tampa 6.
That's good. I'm going to go above that and say.
That's good.
8. Bucks favored by 8.
You should have gone barely above it. 6.5. Buccaneers. Favoritos.
Okay, Mike. You're not going to go away to figure out the opening line because you've already gone away and come back. Okay, Mike.
Yes.
Tying with Denver, with the fifth worst, weakest schedule in the league. Your Miami Dolphins.
Hey, really?
Yes.
Come on, bring it on.
Well, think of it. New England was unusually weak.
Yep, 7-9.
Yep.
Jets were stinky, 2-14.
Jets were, and you get that twice, remember.
Oh, yeah.
You get 2-14 twice on your schedule strength this year. By the way, the other of the weakest schedules in the league goes to Atlanta. Now, let's flip this coin over. The five toughest schedules in the league. And you guys are on track with some things you've discussed before.
Steelers.
Number one in the league. Toughest schedule. Pittsburgh Steelers. As a comparison, Cowboys opponents this year won roughly 45% of their games last year. Steelers opponents won over 57% of their games last year.
Well, flip it and say the Ravens. Are they in there also?
Number two. because Steelers and Ravens finished atop their division. Okay, so they each get the tougher schedules by virtue of where they finished. Plus, they've got to play each other, and they've got to play the Browns, who are an 11-win team also.
Okay, I have another guess.
Okay.
Carolina.
No.
Okay, I'll say they play New Orleans and Tampa twice.
Yeah, but then they also play the East.
Shut up.
All right, let me fix the mess Donovan made, and I have a good guess.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that's a good one.
In fact, the Seabags are down tied for 11.
Idiot.
Are they better in Carolina? Okay, well, so you're saying that the third team, the Browns, then wouldn't be because they're one of the lower teams in that division?
And by virtue of finishing third, the Browns get weaker opponents in other divisions. Okay, because, but the Browns are still ninth in the league in toughest schedule.
Because I was thinking if you have to play a couple of good teams like the Jets, but they do have another last place team, but they do play Buffalo and Miami two times.
Now, I'm going to give you a bizarre hint. The third, fourth, and fifth toughest schedules in the league are all teams in the same division.
Whoa.
Okay. I bet it's whatever division in the AFC is playing the NFC West.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Keep trying.
Okay, it's whatever division in the NFC is playing the AFC North. Is that's now my official?
Same division. This is a little tricky.
Okay, so it's not the NFC West because I already burned the Seahawks.
Right.
Right. And by the way,
it's not the NFC East, we know.
Mm-hmm. But Mike,
what?
The NFC West. The Rams are 10th, the Seahawks 11th, the Cardinals 13th, and the 49ers 19th. So that is a tough, as the division goes, tough group of schedules.
Okay.
You got it?
No, I don't, but I'm going to say the NFC North with Green Bay, Chicago, and Minnesota.
Ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding,
what I was about
ding,
to. Ding. I painted this picture for you, and he just rips it out of my hands and then acts like he made it.
And signed his name to it.
He signed his name on the bottom.
Just aim a little right, Andy Roddick.
Because the NFC East is out, NFC West is out, and the South is out because the Bucks we just discussed. It had to be the North.
Bears are third, Packers are fourth, and Vikings are fifth in toughest schedules this year. Now, that is ranked on last year's records.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. This is not a way to calculate whether or not your team actually faces a tough division.
Yeah, it is kind of odd to do it from last year because, you know, you have a last place schedule, things will flip, you'll win more games. It's just weird. But no, I like that. Rank that.
I like rank that. I rank that as a pretty highly ranked.
Okay.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.